Okay, five short ideas on Slichos, as we'll be joining the Sfardi, our Sfardi brethren, and Slichos, our learning should be Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Beruvei Nosson, and Schus for Shlema for Binyamin Simcha Ben Dinamino, David Hanach Mordechai B'Fer Simcha Peso Shechoy Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Rav Shom of Belz. And the Belz, the Rebbe, tells us the following thing. He says, it's very interesting. If you look at the first Halacha, or Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and Or HaChaim, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch writes, Noag in Lokum Bashmos Lomar Slichos V'Tachanu Mirosh Chodesh Elul Ve'Elach Ad Yom Kippurim. There's a minute to wake up early to say Slichos from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. In Selz the Belz Rebbe, it's very interesting that the Davka, specifically the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Kairo specifically opens up Hilchos Rosh Hashanah with the word V'Noagin. And he says, why? Why Davka with the word Minog? And he says the Yerushalmi says, Minog is Mevatel Halacha. On the base time of Sechas Zoifrim, Gemar Bava Metzia. Says at the end of the day, Yerushalmi Bava Metzia, Minog is Mevatel Halacha. And Lashu B'nei Adam says, Minog is Mevatel Din. A strong Minog sometimes is Mevatel Din. And says, Belz Rebbe, you want to know why Davka, the Shulchan Aruch starts off the word Minog? Because if Minog is Mevatel Halacha, which really means Minog is Mevatel Din, the whole point of Rosh Hashanah, the whole point of Yom Kippur, was they're trying to change the Rabbonu Shalom from the Kisei of Din to the Kisei of Rachman, right? The whole point of the shofar. The whole point of the shofar, the Gemara tells us that when we blow the shofar, we're taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the chair of Gvura, from the chair of strictness, to the chair to the Kisei of Rachman. He says that's exactly why the Shulchan Aruch starts off with Renoagin. Should be Koyach HaMinon Yispatlu Adinim V'Havchul Chasan V'Rachman. The Koyach of a Minog to Mevatel Din and change that all into chesed. The second idea. Comes to us from the Sefer Leket Yosher, who is the Talmud of the Trumas Adeshin. And he writes in Hilchos, he made Slichos Os Dalet. Specifically, why do we start Slichos on Motzei Shabbos? Why do we start Dafka on Motzei Shabbos Sunday? So he says, you want to know why? Because people learn Torah on Shabbos. We learn Torah, we have extra time to be able to learn Torah on Shabbos, or Chaim, Simen Reish Sadi. We have the ability to learn more Torah on Shabbos. So he says at the end of the day, we know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Laman Rebeis that the Shechina only comes when we Ela Mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. He says at the end of the day, each one of us, we're going to be learning Torah on Shabbos, and then we're able to daven at night. We're able to daven Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because with the Simcha Shal Mitzvah of Shabbos, of the learning Torah on Shabbos. So specifically, very important, this Shabbos, says the Leket Yosher, to be able to make sure we learn Torah this Shabbos, to take the Simcha of Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mitzam Chilev, which you know the Torah gladdens our hearts, the Torah makes us happy, makes us joyous, and then we can come to Davin, in front of the Melech Malchei Malchim, with Simcha. Right? Because the Gemara says, Ein Hashchina Sholom Yilintoch Atzlus, Melech Mas Atzlus, Amitoch Simcha Shol Mitzvah. You want to come to Davin, you have to come with Simcha first, and what brings the most Simcha? The Simcha of Learning. Beautiful insight from the Leket Yosher. Moving on to idea number three. So idea number three comes to us from the Belz Rebbe in the Sefer Dibros Kodesh. And I'm pretty sure here it says from Rav Yisachar Doiv of Belz. Could be one of the other Belz Rebbe's, but the idea is very similar to the Leket Yosher. You know, he tells us, the Gemara tells us the brachos, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Ivdu as Hashem, B'Simcha, B'Yira, B'Gilo, B'Yirado. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha and with Yira, right? Sham Teib Simcha, welcome Virada. You have to have both. You have to have joy and you have to have Virada. Says the Belz Rebbe, how does this happen? When a Jew davens, you have to have both emotions. It's got to be B'Simcha, because Ivdu Hashem B'Simcha, but it also has to have the Lev Nishbar. It's got to be with a broken heart. And we know the Gemara, the Sifri, the Medrash tells us about Loscha on the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem. What does the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem refer to? Elu Shabbosos. Simcha comes on Shabbos. So we said from the Leket Yosher, Simcha comes from Torah, but really here it says that we know from the Medrash, from the Sifri, Simcha comes from Shabbos. So we want to get the Simcha, but we know that Gilo Berad is coming out to Shabbos. It's Slichos. It's time to daven from our hearts, the Lev Nishbar. End of the day, Simcha on Shabbos, and then this, the Yira, the Pachad of Slichos, will be able to come together. Which reminds me of the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look in the Brachos on Lamed over there. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in any type of any other relationship, you can't have joy and fear together. They're opposite extremes. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. Because when you have real Yira, When you have real simcha b'Hashem, they feed off each other. You have a niggun of lamancha, you have a niggun of getting of the dveikus b'Hashem, and then you're able to have an orech yomim right after, an orech yomim, a simcha. They go together, yira and simcha. The more a Jew has yira for the Rabbanu Shem, it leads to simcha. And that's what the Belz Rebbe says. We have the simcha of Shabbos to go into the yira, into the panemius of Lev Nishbar, entering the gates of Yerushalayim, to the gates of the Yemei Adin. The fourth idea, also from the Dibros Kodesh, from one of the Belz Rebbe's, and he says, why dafka do we start slichos motzei Shabbos? So he quotes the Bnei Yisachar Mamrei Shabbosos Tesvav. And he says, the Gemara tells us on Sanhedrin, Nun Chesem and Beis, that Goy Shashavas Chayiv Mita. A Goy, non-Jew that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv in death. Because Shabbos is only for the Banim. Shabbos is only for Klal Yisrael. Says the Belzer Rebbe, you want to know why we start Slichos with Motzei Shabbos? Because Shabbos Kodesh, we have the ability to be Banim. We feel like Banim. We're able to go into the palace of the king. We're able to come to the king. And comes Motzei Shabbos, we don't have that feeling, maybe we still have that feeling. It's still the Motzei Menucha, we're going to say, in it's still the end of Shabbos, or still taking Motzei Shabbos with us. We have that feeling of still being a ben. We're able to come to the king, and we're not embarrassed to come to the king. Maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're embarrassed, but Shabbos, we're all banim again. We're all banim. And that's reminding me of the Gemara Kiddushah, the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, when do we consider the bonus from children? And we pass it like Rabbi Meir, Benkach lekach nikra banim. And the Rashba says we usually pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. But in the Kabbin Rebbe said, the mitzvah of the Farsim Nish Rashba. To understand, says the Belzer Rebbe, according to Bnei Yisachar, you want to know why we start Motzei Shabbos? Because Shabbos will feel like a Ben Melech, and we're able to enter in Motzei Shabbos like a Ben Melech, coming to our Father. It's not just a Malkinu, it's Avinu Malkinu. We have access to the King. The King is our Father. And finally, the fifth and final idea, just a simple line from one of the Tzadikim, Rav Uri Mistrelisk, and he says, Shaksiva Vachasima Shah Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, the writing and the signature of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Maschil Miyom Aleph to Slichos. It's already starting on the first day of Slichos. It's already starting. The inscribing is already starting on the first day of Slichos. Be able to get us jacked up, not waiting for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. No. Right now. Motzei Shabbos Slichos. Or the Ksiv Chsimo, that's already starting. So let's just review these five ideas. We said, the first day from Neshama of Bells, why Davka, there's a Shulchan Aruch started with the word Noagin, because Minag is Mevatel Din. Minag is Mevatel, Yerushalmi says, Minag Mevatel Halacha, which in Belosh Ben Eodim is Minag Mevatel Din. And at the end of the day, the Minhagim, strong Minhagim, are that we are, all Minhagim are able to try to be Mevatel the Din of our lives, into true chesed. The Lekha Yosher says, tries to understand why Davka we start Motzei Shabbos Slichos. He says, because Shabbos, we're all learning Torah. It's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Halacha and Shulchan, we're learning Torah and Shabbos. And specifically, we have the Simcha of Shabbos. We have the Simcha of learning on Shabbos. We go to the Simcha of Shamitzah of learning and to be able to dav until you're able to talk to the Rabbanu Shom. But the Belz Rebbe, the third idea, says a little differently. He says, you want to know why you start Motzei Shabbos? Because the Medrash says, the first Sifri in Baalosha says, V'yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. We have the Simcha of Shabbos to be able to connect it to the Gilu Barada of Yimei Slichos. There's definitely a Yira factor there. We're able to stand in, it's time of Yira, Truva Meira. But we have to have both. Either Shem Beira, Begilu Barada. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, they're not opposites, they feed off each other. To take the Simcha of being a Yid, being a proud Jew, but to understand it comes with responsibilities, to understand that we still have a little pachad of the Lev Nishbar. Rabbeinu Yonah, beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah, the Belzer Rebbe said that's exactly why, to take the Simcha Shabbos, to go with us to the Lev Nishbar of starting Slichos. The fourth idea of the Dibros Kodesh, again, the Belzer Rebbe says, Davka, why do we start Motzei Shabbos? He says, the third and final reason why we start Motzei Shabbos is because Shabbos, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, but a Jew is a Ben Malach on Shabbos, a Jew has access to the King on Shabbos, and we take that access and take it with us to Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Menucha, like we're going to say in the Piyut. We're able to take up that access to the King, not only on Shabbos, but take it with us Motzei Shabbos, be able to come and connect to the Rebbeinu Shem as a son. And as we know that, we pass like Rebbe Meir, b'kach v'kach nikar banim. And that's what the Rashba, we pass like the Rashba, usually we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Meir pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rebbe Meir, b'kach v'kach nikar banim. We're a Ben Melech, we're a Bas Melech, we have access to the King. And the Kabbin Rebbe said, it's a mitzvah nefarsh and that's Rashba. And to understand that the Ksiva Chasim is already starting this Motzei Shabbos, in the words of Rabbi Mishalis, it's already starting the Shabbos. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. Be mevata all the dinim. The minhagim mevata all the din. To be strong with our minhagim. To take these three reasons of davka while we start on Motzei Shabbos, whether it be the Simcha of learning Torah on Shabbos, the Simcha of Shabbos itself, or the feeling of the Banim of Shabbos, that have a Ksiva Ksimi Tov, a good Ben Shur, a year of tremendous Nachas and tremendous Siyat Shmaya, a year of health and Parnasa, and much Nachas and Siyat Shmaya from the Bonashom, and Be'ez Hashem Yisparach for us and for all of Klai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem Shkoyach, good Shabbos, and a good Ben Shur.